Good morning and welcome to the Sunday School lesson of today, 14th June 2026, which is lesson 41 of the Adult's Manual of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. This recording is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we thank you for bringing us to this new day. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today, as we go into the lesson about John the Beloved, please give us understanding and help us to seek you diligently. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we studied the life of Mordecai, a Jew from the tribe of Benjamin, who lived in Shushan, the capital of Persia. He brought up and took as his daughter his cousin, Hadassah, better known as Esther, since she was an orphan. We learned that Mordecai was of good character and he had a lot of achievements. He was kind-hearted and wise, courageous and principled, clever and loyal, humble and a risk taker. He demonstrated loyalty to the throne by unveiling a plot to assassinate the king, which eventually led to his being honored by the king later in life. He rightly counseled his charge, Esther, who later became queen, and at his behest, faced the possibility of death herself after approaching King Ahasuerus without being called, and helped amend an irreversible decree to save the Jews from extinction. We were advised to always stand up for what is right, even in the face of danger, to always be loyal and faithful to God and those who deserve it, apply wisdom, engage quick thinking and resourcefulness, and listen whilst advising others and taking risks for the greater good of all that would lead to great rewards. Moving on to today's lesson, John the Beloved. The Bible reading is taken from the book of John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27, and I read, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home." The memory verse for today's lesson is taken from John chapter 13, verse 23, which says, "Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved." We'll now go to the lesson introduction. John the Beloved, one of Jesus' closest disciples, stands as a figure of deep faith and unparalleled devotion. Born around the year 6 AD in Galilee, he was one of the sons of Zebedee and a brother to James. Originally, both were fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. His mother's name was Salome. He died around year 101 AD in Ephesus, Asia Minor. His life, marked by visions and profound writings, was dedicated to love, truth, and hope in eternal life. As usual, today we have two outlines. The first one is about John's character and achievements. John was the writer of the Gospel of John, the three epistles, that is, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. He and his brother James were nicknamed Boanerges, meaning sons of thunder, as seen in Mark chapter 3, verse 17. This was in reference to the fiery evangelical zeal they often displayed. Though concerned about honoring Jesus, they were both impatient and overzealous, as we see in Luke chapter 9, verses 53 to 55, and overambitious for spiritual honor and glory, according to Mark 10, 35 to 40. Focusing on John's achievements, about 10 of them are highlighted here. Firstly, he was one of the three disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. This was when Jesus Christ was transformed and his face shone like the sun, while his clothes became dazzling white. Peter, James, and John the Beloved were the disciples who witnessed this and heard Jesus speaking with Moses and Elijah. Secondly, John was one of the three witnesses of Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Thirdly, John 13 from verse 23 to 26 shows how close John was to Jesus as he reclined next to him when Jesus, whilst dining with his disciples, revealed one of them was going to betray him. Apparently, he had access to classified information that others did not have. Fourthly, John was the only disciple at the foot of the cross with the women and Mary, Jesus' mother, and at Jesus' request, took Mary home to care for her. Fifthly, it is believed John was the other disciple who ran with Peter to see the empty tomb following Jesus' resurrection, according to John 20 from verse 2 to 4. Next, John was among the 120 baptized with the Holy Spirit in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. This we see in Acts chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, and Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Again, he was with Peter at the healing of the lame man in the temple at the Beautiful Gate. Also, John went with Peter to visit the new disciples in Samaria, where they both ministered the Holy Spirit baptism to the people in Acts chapter 8, from verse 14 to 17. Then, Revelation 1, verse 9 reveals John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos, where Christ appeared to him and showed him things which must be there hereafter. Finally, according to a memory verse of John 13, verse 23, John was known as the disciple whom Jesus loved. The first class activity says the class should discuss whether there was any probable reason or reasons Jesus loved John that much. Well, John was known for love and for writing about love, which is the greatest commandment in the Bible. This reveals he was a lovable character himself. Besides, John looked up to Jesus and belonged to Jesus' inner circle of three, comprising Peter, James, and John. And of the three, he was arguably the closest to Jesus. John stayed close to Jesus to the extent that when Jesus was on the cross, John was in the vicinity. No wonder Jesus readily handed his mother over to him, while some of the other disciples were nowhere to be found. Jesus must have loved John for his loyalty. Having learned so much about the character and achievements of John, the Beloved, from the first outline, the second outline, titled Lessons from His Life, encourages us all to be like him. As believers, we should be zealous for good works, which are God's work. Galatians 6, verse 9 encourages us not to become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Secondly, we should be loyal and ready to help, as John was ready to help when Jesus handed over the responsibility of looking after Mary, his mother, to him. Thirdly, we should always be ready to give God all the glory and honor and not be concerned about our own. As written in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, which says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Another lesson is that we should stay close to Christ, even when things go against us, as God may have more for us. Remember, Romans 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Finally, we must be hardworking and resourceful. John was a fisherman before Christ called him. And even after that, he wrote 5 books of the New Testament, that is the Gospel of John, the 3 epistles, that is 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of Revelation. So we'll now go to the second class activity. It says students should mention other lessons from the life of John the Beloved. Well, following the death of Jesus Christ, John did not go back to the world. He remained steadfast and eventually died of natural causes at a ripe old age. In conclusion today, the faith and devotion demonstrated by John the Beloved are worthy of emulation, and so we should pray to God for the enablement to practice our Christian faith with such devotion to the things of God. We are going to close by praying and saying, Father, please help me to be loyal and zealous for your work. Father, I'm praying this morning that you will help me to remain loyal and zealous for your work. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you.